Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a couple suggestions from the U.S. perspective. You know, one general comment, you know, with regard to paragraph 18 is that we recommend making it parallel in structure and form to paragraph 17. So we've suggested some edits to paragraph 18 that are very, I think, consistent with the recommendations we provided with regard to paragraph 17. You know, as we noted with regard to paragraph 17, it could be useful, you know, to address some of the concerns about, you know, what exactly the paragraph is and how it's doing, or what work it is doing, you know, to clarify how it relates to existing IHL requirements and principles. So we would suggest a clause really just beginning at paragraph 18, and I'll just read it out, you know, to strengthen implementation of the IHL requirements and principles of distinction, proportionality, and precautions in attack, and here you would pick up the remainder of the sentence, so we would add this clause, to strengthen implementation of the IHL requirements and principles of distinction, proportionality, and precautions in attack, and it would continue to the good text that you've offered and suggested there. Our next recommendation, again, as I mentioned above, really to make it more similar to paragraph 17, would be to remove the reference to high contracting parties, but frame it as it is in 17, sort of in the passive voice, and so it would just be measures should rather than high contracting parties, you know, should elaborate and adopt, and we considered also. We have a suggestion with regard to elaborate and adopt, which to us sounded very sort of indicative of the mandate of the group, and we thought it could be useful to highlight that the measures need to be operationalized and implemented. You know, so I think our recommendation here would be that the measures should be considered and implemented where appropriate across the life cycle of the weapon system. And so, you know, the thinking here is that, you know, we have a number of specific items that follow, and the application of those items to, you know, specific contexts is of course going to be varied and it will need to be tailored, you know, to the context of the specific weapon system, the specific domain, the environment, a whole range of factors. So really, there isn't going to be a one-size-fits-all in the application of the measures that are listed in paragraph 17, but a considerable amount of tailoring and careful consideration about what is appropriate in circumstances. And so that's the reasoning behind using the phrase, measures should be considered and implemented where appropriate across the life cycle of the weapon system, including two. And so those are our recommendations with regard to the chapeau of paragraph 18. And I'll just go over just a couple more recommendations with regard to subparagraphs. On subparagraph C, I think very in line with the comments that Australia and the UK just offered, we suggest adding commanders, you know, before operators. So ensure human commanders and operators. And this would make the point that a lot of the decisions that we're talking about, you know, decisions about precautions and proportionality are really command judgments, you know, that are made in the context of a planning attacks and not, you know, are not necessarily decisions being performed, you know, by the system operator, you know, but the system operator is under command and taking those directions by the leadership. So really adding the emphasis of commanders, which emphasizes their, I think, serious responsibilities in this regard. So we think it would be useful to add commanders and before operators. Just continuing along with that paragraph, there was a phrase, in the circumstances of their use, and our thinking on this was that actually many of the decisions, you know, that are relevant, you know, with regard to the use of force, are made not when the weapon system is being used, not in the circumstances of, you know, when the weapon is being employed, but beforehand, you know, as part of the deliberative processes, the targeting processes, the intelligence assessments, you know, the operational plans, it's very in line with the comment that was made earlier that these legal obligations apply, you know, when planning, deciding upon, and carrying out attacks. So we would suggest replacing the phrase "in the circumstances of their use" with "when planning and conducting attacks." And this would, you know, sort of reflect the established IHL terminology and concepts. And then just as a last point, we suggest omitting the last phrase "to comply with international humanitarian law." Not, of course, not because we don't believe in compliance with international humanitarian law. We think, of course, that's very important. But the comment is really for sort of consistency with the other paragraphs, right? None of the other paragraphs have this particular limitation. And then, you know, in line with our suggestion really to make compliance with international humanitarian law really at the beginning of 18 as one of the overarching purposes that we're supporting. We're strengthening implementation. We think it would not be necessary to have it specifically here in light of the broader emphasis that we've suggested, you know, with regard to the entire paragraph. So those are our suggestions, recommendations regarding this paragraph. Thank you, Mr. Chair.